Rejecka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria bereik 'n maksimum van 34 vandag. Johannesburg 30. Mbombela 29 grade. Die minister van elektrisiteit en energie, Goseen Ramagopa, het beklemtoon dat die regering voorkeur gee aan die beskerming van die kragnetwerk. Talle eenhede het onklaar geraak by Eskom se kragstasies Matiba en Letabo wat bedryfsuitdagings veroorsaak het. Ramagopa gee die versekering Eskom is besig om noodreserwes aan te vul.
For purposes of protecting the grid and the integrity of the system, we need to maintain the reserve margins. We want to say without load shedding, but no, that can't be at the expense of the system. Load shedding has to be initiated because we are pulling back and replenishing all the reserves.
Fase 3 beerkrag is gister ingestel en duur vandag voort. Action SA verwelkom die besluit om die hernoeming van Sandton Ryland in Johannesburg te onderbreek. Daar is aanbeveel dit moet aan die Palestynse politikus Leila Khalid vernoem word. Zweletini Mashili van Action SA glo hulpbronne moet eerder vir diensleweringskwessies aangewend word.
The realities of local government in Johannesburg are stuck and too many residents and communities have experienced a declining level of service delivery and infrastructure stability. Action SA is equally committed to the principle of working with other political parties in Johannesburg to achieve positive outcomes for its residents.
EFF-leier Julius Malema sê die party is gereed vir oorwinning in die 2026 se plaaslike regeringsverkiesing. Hy het tydens die derde nasionale volksvergadering by Nasrek in Johannesburg lede aangemoedig om voorkeur te gee aan onbaatsigtigheid. Malema waarskie ook teenfunksies. Vier polisiebeamtes is in hegtenis geneem in verband met die ontsnapping van die beweerde baasbrein van onwettige mynbou in Stilfontein, James Neochwali, bekend as Tiger. Hy het op die vlug geslaan nadat 78 liggame uit 'n ondergrondse goudmyn verwyder is. Die polisie se waarnemende polisiekommissaris in die Noordwes, Patrick Asseneng, sê beamtes is borgtog van R1000 toegestaan.
The members will immediately be withdrawn from the operation. These are the members deployed from elsewhere to come and work in Stilfontein. We have since notified their commanders where they come from so that they can be withdrawn. Internal disciplinary processes have already commenced.
Die saak is tot die 5de Maart uitgestel. En die Verenigde Nasies is bekommerd oor geweld in die ooste van die Demokratiese Republiek van die Kongo. Dit is waar M23 rebelle al aanslag voorsit. Die VN waarskie oor terugstellings en verspreide verkrachtings. Gautengers word aangeraai om voorbereidings te tref vir 'n hittegolf vir dele van Gauteng, Vereniging en Pretoria vandag. Die Suid-Afrikaanse Weerdienste het ook 'n hittegolwe vir die naweek in Mpumalanga en Limpopo bevestig. Pretoria op na 34, Johannesburg 30, Mbombela 29, Polokwane 28, Rustenburg 36. Vir diegene wat vandag reis, Kaapstad 27, Durban en Gqeberha 26, Bloemfontein ook op 36 grade. Ek is Chanel September, top story at the South. Load shedding continues for a second day.
Boo! Oh, sorry, I thought my microphone was off. Did I just say boo?
You did.
Did I say boo? I did it again. Okay, beerdkrag. Hello. Crazy ass.
Another day.
Another day, another dollar off the bank account. What? It's a snarks story. Other news from around the world. With all of the chaos going on in Gaza, you might have seen that South Africa has joined Malaysia in a petition to literally save justice. This is an incredible thing. Malaysia and South Africa joining forces to try and get the UN and the various international organizations to ring fence justice so that lies don't become truths and blah, blah, blah and all that. It's a very noble thing. It's a very big, high-minded thing. It's lovely that we're involved in that kind of initiative. I wish we had the money that Malaysia...